Welcome to St. James Anglican Church in Wardley Village in London, Ontario. My name is Keith Nethery. I'm the rector of the parish. I'll be leading the spoken word portion of today's service. We have quite a team behind us. We have two instrumentalists today, Shen Jones and Steve Hollowitz, our vocalists, our Victoria Piovison and Paul Grambo. As always, at the soundboard is John Gardy. Let us take a moment now to still our hearts and our minds to come before God in worship. Father of mercy, alone we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. When we are discouraged by our weakness, strengthen us to follow Christ, our pattern and our hope, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from Paul's first letter to the Christian community at Corinth, chapter 1, beginning at the 18th verse. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. The word of the Lord.
tells its tale to another, and one night imparts knowledge to another. Although they have no words or language, and their voices are not heard, their sound has gone out into all lands, and their message to the ends of the has set a pavilion for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom out of his chamber. It rejoices like a champion to run its course. It goes forth from the uttermost edge of the heavens and runs about to the end of it again. Nothing is hidden from its burning heat. The law of the Lord is perfect and revives the soul. Testimony of the Lord is sure and gives wisdom to the innocent. The statutes of the Lord are just and rejoice the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear and gives light to the eye. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. This homily might take a bit of a circuitous route. I think if you follow, though, you might see some connections that will make you think. At least that's my intention. Oftentimes over the years when this gospel reading has come up, people have said, why was Jesus so upset? Wasn't it just like a farmer's market going on? Well, hang on to that question. I'm going to take a roundabout way to get there, but I think I can give you the answer, and I think it'll be much broader in scope than you might think. I'm not a big believer in coincidences. When something gives me an aha, I learned a long time ago to pay attention and see what comes out of it. A couple of weeks ago, driving home one day and listening to Spotify, that my kids have got me on Spotify, so I have 1,200 songs on my phone that I can listen to in the car. And all of a sudden, a song came up. I knew it immediately, the first couple of notes, as a song from the 1960s called Skip a Rope by Henson Cargill. I thought, gee, I don't remember putting that song on Spotify. It was a couple of days later, driving home again, and I heard that same familiar first couple of notes. It was the Kentucky Headhunters version of the same song, Skip a Rope. Now, you may be saying, well, I don't think I know that song. It's kind of interesting, in the last few days, every time I've mentioned it, I've done the following, and people go, oh yeah, I remember that. Listen to the children while they play. Ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Our sound man, John Gardy, just got the song. The song was recorded in 1968 by Henson Cargill. Before that, a completely unknown musician. I had forgotten just how poignant the words of the song were, and there was some concern among artists that didn't want to record the song that it would not go over well. And we'll get to that in just a second. Johnny Cash, for example, had an opportunity to take on this song, and he didn't. But Henson Cargill did. Almost immediately, it was number one on the country charts. And it did something that was somewhat rare at that time. It crossed over to the Billboard Top 100 and crested at number 20. In 1968, there were two songs up for the Grammy Award for Country Music Single, Skip a Rope by Henson Cargill, which lost to the live version of Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash. So you remember the words? Remember what this song says? Daddy hates mommy, mommy hates dad. Last night you should have heard the fight they had. Gave little sister another bad dream. She woke us all up with a terrible scream. Cheat on your taxes, don't be a fool. Now what's this they say about a golden rule? Never mind the rules, just play to win. And hate your neighbor for the shade of his skin. Stab him in the back, that's the name of the game. And mommy and daddy are who's to blame. Now, a lot of people probably took that literally and took it as an affront to how we parent our children. I don't think that's what the song is saying at all. It's reminding us of what we know. That we're called to love one another. We've always been called to love one another. That's always been God's message. We might try, but we always seem to fail. And God continually reminds us. I was reminded as I went home and went through the lyrics of Skip a Rope again. So you might be saying, what does this all have to do with Jesus clearing the temple? Well, a lot. Using the readings for today in this song, there's a clear picture that God has continually called us to be people of love and care. The issues may change. The ways that we're called to love and who we're called to love and the culture around it and all those other things, they may change. But the message doesn't. Because you see, that's what the gospel reading is all about. Why was Jesus upset? As pilgrims came to Jerusalem, they had to make an offering. You couldn't just walk up and put $5 in the pot. You had to have the offering that was required for your station. Now, if you were coming from a great distance, say Galilee, it's kind of hard to take a calf or a young lamb or even to control a couple of turtle doves to get them there. And don't forget, when you made your sacrifice, they had to be perfect without blemish. So when pilgrims were arriving, here were people who were friends of the chief priests, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, all those people that were in control, they were all, quote, in cahoots. And so a pair of turtle doves that might have been $1.98 normally were $22.50 in the temple before you went to make your sacrifice. So people who arrived to truly worship God, because that's what these sacrifices were all about, they arrived to truly worship God, were gouged. And you think, oh, it's not too bad. Well, guess what? Some of those people would spend their grocery money, their accommodation money, their clothing budget on these sacrifices because it was the only choice they had. And people were getting rich. That's why Jesus was upset. I don't think Jesus would have been at all upset if people were selling the animals for sacrifice at the going prices. What he was upset about was just how despicable the practice was. We have something similar today. They're called payday loans. I may get in trouble for saying that, but I will anyways. The least amongst us pay the highest interest rates. The people who have no other option take out these loans, so people higher up the chain make lots of money. It's not unlike Skip a Rope. God, through Jesus, is here reminding people to love one another, to be honest, to care. Don't stab each other in the back. Don't judge somebody by the color of their skin or their station in life. The understanding is exactly the same. And it goes beyond this. The Old Testament reading for today, had we used it, is the Exodus version of the Ten Commandments. Now, we can get into a great long discussion and commentary around the Ten Commandments and how important they are and whether we follow them or not. But the root of what God was sending down the mountain with Moses was how to organize society to love one another. And what did the children of Israel do after God gave them manna, after God gave them quail, after God gave them water, after God took them out of Egypt? What did they do? They revolted and didn't do it. So let's look at what Paul's saying in Corinthians. The cross is foolishness. The words of Skip a Rope probably sound like foolishness to people who want to continue to cheat on their taxes, who want to forget about the golden rule, who want to throw out all the rules and just play to win, or the people who want nothing to do with the Ten Commandments, who want just to do their own thing. See, Jesus said something really interesting right after he cleared the temple. He said, if you knock down this temple, I'll rebuild it in 3 days. He wasn't talking about bricks and mortar. He was talking about the message of God. The message of God to human beings. To love one another. Paul ran into the same thing when he's talking to the Corinthians and other people that weren't part of Judaism and certainly had not yet fully come over to Christianity. They wanted to know what was in it for them. They weren't sure that they could come to the place where they could put others before their own needs. The same struggle that we have all the time, every day in our lives. If you stand up and proclaim social justice, there's lots of people who will laugh you down. They'll say that's foolishness. You don't understand the economy. You don't understand the way the world works. It has to be this way. We have to have people that have more, and we have to have people that have less. And it's just too bad that there are some people that don't get enough. Paul says to them, foolishness. Follow the foolishness of what Jesus says. Follow the way of God. The way of love. The way of inclusion. The way of care. Now let's be honest, none of us can do this. We've all been trying at some level our entire life to love our neighbor as ourselves, to do the things that we know in our hearts that we should do. And we can't do it. And God just keeps gently reminding us, if you want to make this world heaven on earth, if you want to understand what God calls us to do, this is the simple thing that you have to do. I'm certain that many of the children of Israel who heard the Ten Commandments read aloud by Moses shook their heads. Didn't want to do it. Wasn't anything in it for them. We know for a fact that those money changers and salespeople in the temple that Jesus ran out were not very happy because they had a really good thing going. And Jesus took it away and reminded people what we're supposed to do. Paul, who may have been the greatest evangelist that ever walked the face of the earth, had no problem saying to people, look, I know this sounds like foolishness, this love one another, be just and fair to everybody. I know it sounds like foolishness, but it isn't. It's what Jesus told us. It's why Jesus went to the cross. It's why we have been redeemed. Henson Cargill took a chance with a song that a lot of people didn't want to sing. A moral parable. And I'm sure that there were a lot of people who didn't like it. But there must have been a lot of people that found something in this song for it to spend several weeks at number one, to cross over to the contemporary charts. Lent is about introspection. Lent is about a time to think. What a tremendous way to look at God's message to us. I've just given you four from different times and places. You can find 400 or more through history. You can find moments in your life that you have been reminded what God wants you to do. And like me, some days you've said, absolutely, I'm in 100%. And other days, sorry, God, I've got my own thing going on at the temple selling stuff, and I'm going to go over there and protect myself. And God doesn't send thunderbolts and lightning. God just whispers in our ear. Listen to my children while they play. Ain't it kind of funny what those children say? Some days, it's not very funny what we as God's children say. Skip a rope. Amen. Let us now confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. And on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I invite you now to take whatever position is comfortable for you in prayer. With confidence and trust, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church throughout the world, we pray to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the mission of the church, that in faithful witness it may preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, we pray to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those preparing for baptism and for their teachers and sponsors, we pray to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. For peace in the world, that a spirit of respect and reconciliation may grow among nations and peoples, we pray to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the poor, the persecuted, the sick, and all who suffer, for refugees, prisoners, and all in danger, that they may be relieved and protected, we pray to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. If we pay attention to this next prayer, it may be the most difficult thing that we'll deal with all week. For all whom we have injured or offended, we pray to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. For grace to amend our lives and to further the reign of God, we pray to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, we recite the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you, those that you love, those that love you, this day and forevermore. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord and each other. Thanks be to God.
skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Daddy hates mommy, mommy hates dad. Last night you should have heard the fight they had. Gave little sister another bad dream. She woke us all up with a terrible scream. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't kind of funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Cheat on your taxes, don't be a fool. Now what was that they said about a golden rule? Never mind the rules, just play to win. And hate your neighbor for the shade of his skin. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Stab them in the back, that's the name of the game. And mommy and daddy are who's to blame. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Just listen to your children while they play. It's really not very funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Skip a rope.